Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Ireland take on the All Blacks at the Aviva tonight. It's their first meeting since the heartbreaking defeat of Ireland in last year's Rugby World Cup quarter-final. It's the first of the Autumn International Series, which will be followed by games against Argentina, Fiji and Australia. Let's take a look ahead to it all now with former Irish rugby international and pundit Bernard Jackman. Hello, Bernard.
Good morning, Claire.
Everyone's really excited about this, aren't they?
Yeah, and it's a big build-up, and I think the fact that it's a Friday night game, it's a little bit different as well, is adding to it. And there's a proper rivalry now between both these teams, and tonight's game is should be fascinating.
I think you put your finger on it there, saying there's a proper rivalry now, because in years gone by, Ireland would have gone into these matches against New Zealand. Certainly the fans would have a sense of fear around what they were facing, but it's evened up a lot, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. But familiarity breeds that, and also the jeopardy, because now Ireland are genuine contenders. I did something with Justin Marshall, the former All Blacks scrum half, who spent 10 years as the first choice scrum half for the All Blacks, had 81 caps, and he only ever played in Dublin once. The All Blacks used to play Ireland anywhere near as frequently as they now do, and there's a couple of reasons for that. One, from a sporting point of view, we're competitors are there, so it's a challenge, and they want to play against the best teams. And then commercially, we're a very strong commercial partner or opponent as well. So we've played them a lot more than we used to. Plus, obviously, since Chicago, we've managed to win our fair share of games. And Finney Beelan, who's come in tonight, to replace Tadhg Furlong, he's beaten the All Blacks four times. Like, that's incredible. And he hasn't always been a starter for Ireland. But these players tonight, they will believe that if they perform, they can beat them, which probably, to be honest, my generation, and certainly the generation before that, it was probably more optimistic than real belief that you could win.
Yeah, that's the difference, isn't it? And then Andy Farrell saying that they've moved on from what happened in Paris last year. I don't even like talking about the 28-24 scoreline. But do you believe him that they've moved on?
No, I don't think so. I think in sport or in life, you want to make up for past failures. And, you know, the only thing Ireland could do post the World Cup was to win a Six Nations. They did that. Then the next step was to try and win a Test Series in South Africa. We didn't win the Test Series, but we won the second Test, which was a very strong result. And now it's this team. It's beating the All Blacks at home. I think Ireland are on an 18-match unbeaten run at home, keeping that record going and getting a small bit of revenge. It's never going to make up for getting knocked out of a World Cup, but all you can do is beat the team that's in front of you on any given day. And I think this Irish team are certainly relishing that opportunity. But also, Farrell has picked the best players for now. Other teams are starting to build towards World Cups or future competitions. This is a very, very experienced Irish team, particularly the bench with the likes of Henderson, O'Mahony, Keane Healy and Conor Murray to come on. So I think Farrell has looked at what happened last week against England, where England didn't play well the last quarter and New Zealand came back to win the game. And I think they'll be looking for a fast start and be able to bring that experience on to hopefully close out a lead and win the game.
Mm-hmm. They might be a bit tired as well, more tired than the Irish squad.
Yeah, look, they've had a Japanese test. They've had England last week, a six-day turnaround. They've played a rugby championship. So our players, the European, the Northern Hemisphere teams, are always a little bit more well-rested in November. But the counter-argument to that is they've played a lot of games together, so their cohesion should be good. So whoever wins tonight whoever loses tonight will have no excuses. And, it's a fair contest as far as I'm concerned.
And what do you think of the Ireland lineup then?
Yeah, it's as strong as we can have. There was a bit of debate about the bench. Would Ryan Baird go on the bench? But the starting team is incredibly strong. We were very lucky. A couple of weeks ago, there was doubts about both hookers, which would have added to Dan Sheen being out as well. But Keller and Herring have managed to be fit. Now, they've had very little game time, only 11 minutes between both of them. But they should be able to share the load. Jack Crowley, it's a great opportunity for him, playing outside Gibson Park. Bundy Aki has been in brilliant form for Connacht. You know, Keenan is back. He wasn't there in South Africa. Mack Hansen is back. So, this is our strongest side, bar Tadhg Furlong. So, you know, in a collision sport like this, to only have one of your first choice players missing is very unusual. So we're in a good place that way.
So fair to say you're confident going into the game, right?
No, I'm not really. I've kind of chopped and changed all week. I think the problem we have is that the All Blacks defended differently against us in the World Cup than anyone else does. If you listen to the pundits talk after the game, or coaches, they say, oh, line speed, line speed, line speed. We got to take away time and space. The All Blacks actually did the reverse. They kind of sat off us a little bit and let us play in front of them. And it frustrated us, and we didn't really make as many inroads as we normally do. So if they replicate that strategy tonight, we might find it very hard to break them down. But I think we'll win, but I'm not confident.
All right. Well, look, we'll see how it goes tonight. Its kickoff is at 8:10 at the Aviva Stadium. There'll be live commentary on RT Radio 1. Coverage will start here at 8:00. Bernd, always good to talk to you. Let's take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.